No, I'm not happy with this visit. Here we are at a time when the economy is the lowest it's ever been. Donegal been very hard hit by the economy. We have thousands of people on the waiting lists for homes. We have infrastructure that needs massive investment. But yet Donegal County Council has the money to co-host, to welcome Charles Windsor to Donegal.
But who's to say that in the long run this could not be beneficial in terms of boosting tourism, putting Donegal on the map for those who may not be aware of it?
Well, there's a number of things there. If we look at his mother's visit a number of years ago to Ireland, the big spin that was coming from the state at the time and the elite who were very much welcoming her to come to Ireland was saying that there'd be a massive big spin-off in terms of tourism. That hasn't materialised. We haven't seen it, and there's certainly no evidence of it. At the end of the day, we need to look at who this person is. The media and the elite will portray them as this very nice, bubbly little family, but they're not. They believe that they have a birthright to the lavish lifestyle that they have. And also to look that a number of miles out the road in Derry, which is probably about 15, 20 minutes from Letterkenny, where 14 innocent civilians were murdered by the paratroopers that he is the colonel in chief of. So I don't think this is a good news story at all, and I believe that the majority of people in this county will not be happy to see our taxpayers' money wasted on Charles Windsor's visit when nobody has anything to benefit from this.